This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are already struggling to bring good news to their constituents. But stimulus checks didn't make a dent. COVID funds are exhausted. People are no longer scared of the variants or anything else involving that disease. So there's no money fit to go to. Oh, they're going to still put in their cheats this $1.7 billion omnibus of monstrosity. Never should go through. Laden with pork. And these people are proud of it. And the only thing we've got to do, make sure that there's nothing in there that prevents us from executing our constitutional right to get rid of these people when the time comes. And you must remain vigilant for when that time comes. Because it will. Sanity will come back into politics, man. I'm convinced of this. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Great Reset got upended. And not just in America. The Democrats and leftists all over the world tried to convince people that this virus that we now know is little more than a flu was not able to kill everybody. It wasn't the doom and gloom that they predicted. And it's going to make doom and gloom much more difficult to happen when they try to do it again. And boy, did they fake the numbers. And boy, did they try to get people to take that stupid jab so they could blame it on the virus itself and act as if they saved us all with this stupid cure. Their media, because of this and many, many other things, has been defrocked. As have the leftist Justice Department, the people that we used to trust. We no longer trust them. I don't trust the media. I don't trust the Justice Department. I don't trust the so-called law enforcement that these people claim is here to protect us, to make sure the things that happened to us, like they did in the coup of 2020 and the revisiting of it in 2022, I don't trust them for any of it. And if you think I'm going to trust them going into 2024, you'd be wrong again. We are going to work the most efficiently and effectively from between now and 2024 than you've ever seen. The Kevin Jackson Network, we call ourselves TKJN, and our entities will be the tip of the spear, particularly Americans for Real Change, ARC in Action. com. And I suggest you join Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, the fastest growing social media platform for conservatives, one that actually works, and one that actually will be moving the needle. Anyway, their media has been defrocked, as I said. We don't trust them. We didn't trust them then, but you can certainly believe we don't trust them now. Lie after lie on the left, folks, being revealed. And here's what's great news for us. Many more lie revolutions to come. We already know it, but the Democrats have been playing catch me if you can, and it got them caught. So now the game depends on them either spinning their lies faster than ever, or hoping we will grow so bored and so tedious with the scandals that we give up. And I'm not going to tell you that their strategies won't work, because I'm going to be blunt, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and there are many of the conservatives of the world that do. We can be just as stupid as the left. These are the people that got you to give up on Trump. Many of you giving up on him. I know what you're saying. You know, Kevin, I mean, I'm just not as big of a fan. I mean, if he makes it, I'll vote for him. But there are many of you going, nah, I think I'm done. I hope they leave him alone. Whatever. Okay. Fine. The Democrats can convince you that you give up on your champions, so be it. Look, I got family I don't like, but I still love them. Would you give up on your kids? Would you give up on your parents? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you always leave that opening for them, but you don't give up on them. But the left can get us to give up. That should be something you should be thinking about. If somebody can get you to jump off of somebody with Trump's credentials. And don't misunderstand me. Trump doesn't help you. He doesn't do you any favors. He doesn't know how to, as much as he can do the art of the deal, the dude has the finesse of a medieval butcher. But his record is still amazing. Anyway, there's a reason, folks, that not one single person in all these crimes that we've watched, the most egregious crimes against the country, treasonous, traitorous, and not a single person of significance has gone to prison. It's because when one person finally goes, it will be the domino that starts it all. It will be the straw that broke the camel's back. It will be the person who knocked over the house of cards. That's what we're going to be dealing with. And I'm telling you, I believe it will happen as much as I believe there is a living God. The Democrats can't keep this nonsense going. And I know in the end, all the efforts of these Judeo-Christian conservative value people who have done nothing except do God's will is going to watch God's will be done. So as we close out another horrendous year under a coup, folks, we need to count the wins as well as our losses. Sure, Democrats stole our government again in the midterms, but now they must govern. Remember how that worked out for Biden after his first year of Trump muscle memory? The first year of Biden, if he had rested on his laurels and kept Trump stuff going, that brain-dead moron would be looked at as one of the top presidents in history. But he didn't. He decided to go the path of the Great Reset. He decided to undo the works of a man just because people didn't like him. And again, I go back to that guy. I got very, very people listen to this program who are very smart. They have much respect for me. And they've counseled me. Kevin, lay off the Democrats. You know, you take the high road on these things. I am laying off the Democrats. I'm not being mean-spirited. I'm telling you the truth about it. I could be far worse. My barbarous wit, when applied properly, they couldn't even let me talk about Democrats on this show. Short break, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Many Americans could see smaller tax refunds than expected next year. This comes as many pandemic relief programs are set to expire.
I know sometimes I seem like a genius when I come up with this stuff, but I can find everything that I tell you. If my research team or the producers or whoever goes out and finds stuff, I can validate every single thing that I tell you. And you look at these things and you see the signs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The tax refunds are going to be smaller than ever. Huh. Let me guess why. One, most people are not working and they're getting their tax back from what? From the government handouts? How much money is Joe Biden going to be able to hand out? He's got no slush fund anymore. Who's he going to steal it from? $6 trillion gone. And now they're, well, they may not come back. Here's what's going on with your tax refund. But it only gets worse. Let's listen to the rest of that clip.
The average refund for the 2021 tax year, around $3,200. That was 14% higher than the previous year. The CBS News Money Watch Associate Managing Editor, Amy Peachy, I haven't said your name in a while, has the latest on the tax updates. Amy, it's good to see you. Peaky.
Good to see you, too.
Coming with the good news, I see, on this Monday morning, exactly just which programs are set to expire.
Yeah, so there are a few programs that are actually expiring or have expired, and some that were kind of supercharged during the pandemic, but now are reverting, or in 2022, reverted back to their prior smaller footprints. So the big one that everybody probably knows about it are the stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. There were three of them, and the last one was in 2021, which means that that tax credit was actually a tax credit, isn't available for taxpayers in 2022. And another one that millions of people benefited from was the child tax credit, which was expanded in 2021 to up to $3,600 per child. Now, this year, 2022, the child tax credit still exists, but it reverted back to its prior form, which is $2,000 per child. So parents will get smaller tax refunds, possibly because they have smaller tax credits for this from this benefit. Another one that simply expired was the charitable deduction, which allow people who don't itemize, who just take the standard deduction, to write off $300 for a single taxpayer, $600 for married taxpayers if they gave to charity. And that also helped because that reduces your income and it can lower your taxes. And that is simply expired. So that's not available to people who don't itemize anymore. And then there are a few others that have reverted to smaller forms as well. The earned income tax credit benefited single people without children. Mm-hmm. That tripled in 2021. That's reverted back to its prior form. And there's the child independent care tax credit, which was up to $8,000 per family. And that's back down to about $2,100 per family this year. So, you know, there are a number of people who might see smaller tax refunds when they file in early 2023.
So then perhaps some good news. Is there anything that Americans can do to increase their refund and reduce their tax bill?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, right now, the last few weeks of the year, it's actually time to check in and see, well, what steps can I take? And one thing you can do is contribute to your retirement fund. If you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, consider contributing more money to those funds because those are, you participate on those in a tax deductible basis, which basically means every dollar you put in reduces your taxable income. So that's one way to save for retirement and reduce your tax liability.
Welcome back, folks. Well, the one thing that the critical thing here is there are going to be smaller tax refunds, programs set to expire, programs are reverting back to the previous years, and I just want you to do this. Imagine what the Democrats would be saying if poor people lost the various taxes that we were talking about, the child tax credit, for example, and they had another one. What was it? These are welfare programs. Can you imagine what they would be saying of Trump? He's starving the poor! The home independent care tax credit from $8,000 to $2,100. I don't know how you qualify, but that's a big gap. Somebody that was taking care of grandpa at the house is going, you, grandpa, you might have to find another place to live. Anyway, I was talking about Biden's second year in the coup as president. Undoubtedly the worst year in the history of the republic for any presidency, and you don't need to be a student of history in order to understand that. Rampant inflation. And it's continued. It hasn't let up. Go to the grocery store. Tell me it's any different. Joe Biden, the gas, price of gasoline, I brought it down a dollar. It's still up $1.50, but I brought it down a dollar. Gee, thank you, Joe. Thank you for what? It's amazing what Democrats want you to be grateful for. It's like you go out, you buy dinner for yourself, okay? And then your crazy cousin comes in and he eats 3/4 of it. And you're like, who ate my dinner? And he's like, dude, I left you a quarter of it. You should be thanking me. That's how leftist logic works. Rampant inflation continues. People are not accustomed to this still. Kids are not eating. They're eating less. We're malnourished. Now, I'm going to tell you how they'll spin it. Well, the kids were too fat anyway, and Joe Biden, he's getting them thinner. Oh, and let's not forget, he did change that BMI. So now these kids are no longer going to be considered fatties. I don't know about you. When I go to the grocery store, when I fill up my car, I'm still upset. I remember when this was during the time of Obama. I remember saying, holy crap, this guy cost me X thousands of dollars a year in extra fuel. Money that should be in my bank account. And it's worse under Biden. Biden has cost me tens of thousands of dollars in 2 years. One of my friends told me, he says, Kevin, older gentleman, you know, worked his whole life, invested. He's not super rich, but he's got money. And here's what he told me the other day. He says, Kevin, I want to help you, man. He goes, you know, I lost $4.5 million this year under Biden. Well, he didn't touch his money. And he lost $4.5 million. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, he's got to be. Well, we're a rich guy. He's a guy that's in his 80s who worked his butt off, and he saved up a substantial enough money so he can take care of his kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids, and he's been doing that. And how much more generous would he be if he were still at just status quo? But he lost $4.5 million under Biden. Biden offers no solutions, folks. And that's going to be the problem for the Democrats. What is he going to bring them? Let's pretend he is of sound mind and body. Show me a policy that Biden has given you that you go, that makes sense. Is it his border policy? The border crisis continues, and it isn't going to get better under Biden. And let me tell you, that is the tip of the spear for everything that Biden represents in the big picture. You bring in millions of people, put them into different communities, and act as if it hasn't had any impact. Well, it has. The ripple effect of Biden will feel like a tsunami by 2024.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pele has died. He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970. He helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pele had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, heart, and kidney problems. He was 82. The East Coast and the Heartland are pretty much back to winter normal, but the West Coast is getting another atmospheric river, a massive amount of rain that will eventually drench the entire coast, according to Bob Orvik at the National Weather Service.
The Pacific Northwest, coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, all the way southward into northern to central California. Eventually it gets all the way south to southern California as we get on into the end of the weekend.
Southwest Airlines is promising to do what it can to compensate passengers for the thousands of canceled and delayed flights over the past week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy 16th birthday to my youngest son, Collier. What an amazing young man this kid has grown up to be. And boy, he has done it under watchful parental supervision. And, you know, it's funny. Literally, this kid is the most photographed kid of any of all my kids combined. From the moment he was born to baseball. To say I have hundreds of thousands of pictures is an underestimation. And it's, you know, and I'm sure many of you feel the same because you got digital cameras and all that, right? We have so many pictures of this kid. He can chronicle his life. If he just wanted to do a little flip book, it would shock him. And, you know, as he went through these iterations of life, I have to tell you, They were tough in ways and easy in ways, but it's always been a joy. Well, that's not true. There are times when it's been rough, but you never forget that whole thing. And I mean, talk about being plugged into the process this time. You know, different phase of life. Some of you have that oops baby. You know what I mean? He keeps you younger. He or she, they keep you more vibrant. There are lots of things that come from a child that you when you're later in life. I'm not going to recommend it necessarily, but I will tell you this. What a well-adjusted, great-looking kid, smart as a whip, doesn't apply himself, reminds me of me to such a degree that it's tough to get after him. But if he has a fraction of the life of his potential, wow. So I just want to say publicly, I love this kid so much. I mean, he knows it. But you always wish as a parent you can do a better job because you overreact to things and what have you. But, you know, we've done the best we could. I know his mom feels identical. But what a great young man. And I'm going to tell you, she raised him. I tell my son all the time, I go, hey, man, you're lucky you have a mom because you wouldn't have one-tenth the Christmas presents and birthday presents you have. And it isn't that I'm a tuned-out dad. It's just I think very differently than his mom. But I tell him all the time, you better thank the good Lord above for your mom. I think many of us fathers, we feel that way. That, you know, our kids, Maybe it's less with daughters. I'd probably be a little more doting. I'm going to have to presume that. I don't have any. I got a bunch of knotheads. But I love them. But I'm going to tell you, the 16-year-old kid, he is so far ahead of his brothers at their ages. He's ahead of them in intellect. He's ahead of them in emotional IQ. What do they call it? Emotional intelligence. He's ahead of them in sports. I mean, they might argue about it academically. You know, oh, we're smarter or whatever. No, they're not. They can get into those battles themselves. But I'm going to tell you, what a well-adjusted kid. Happy 16th birthday, Collier, from your dad and your mom. You are one special kid. God, I cannot tell people enough about you. And I'm excited for the world that he will face if we can keep it the way it was for me. So I'm asking people as a personal favor, can we do this for my kids? Because I'm certainly trying to do it for yours. I see what this kid can bring to the world. Man, we were joking in the car the other day about some stuff, and you forget how bright your kids are until we start playing these games. And I forget the way. I'm going to think of the story we had, seriously, because me and his mom were dying laughing at this kid in a scenario that we asked him this. Anyway, it's a whole other thing. I'll talk about it another time. But what a joy. And I just wanted to publicly say that because I don't talk about him very often on the program. But I do want to get back to what we were talking about, which is what do Democrats have to look forward to? Well, for all those green weenies out there and the people who are into all of this green energy, people are literally freezing to death under Joe Biden. And you know where he is? He's in a tropical paradise. And the only good news for half of the country being frozen to death is at least that half won't die the usual way by violent crime. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I ask you again, folks, what can you expect as a Democrat over the next 2 years? What can you expect if you're the person who wants to raise your hand and say, I support this party, I support the media, I support the LGBTQ agenda, I support the lying, deceitful FBI and this crooked government? You support all things leftist. You support Joe Biden, his border policy, his COVID policy, his energy policy, his foreign policy. What are you going to raise your hand to and stand before the man and say, I'm good with everything this man has done? Yeah. More strategies to cheat people into office is all the Democrats have to offer. If you like the idea of we're winning, woohoo, look at us, we're going to win, they're going to release some more criminals into the community, and it's going to be escape from L.A., and you're not going to be able to get retail, and everything's going to be super expensive, and inflation's going to continue, but we're winning. And then along comes Twitter's new boss. Worse, though, is not that Elon Musk bought Twitter and think about what it took. First of all, you had to make this guy into a quarter trillionaire. He's worth a quarter of $1 trillion before he finally said, I want to see what's under the covers. And he overspends. I don't know what Twitter's value is. He took it private. Is it going to have a value? Probably. Twitter has what? A couple hundred million people on it. And let's say 10% of those, 20 million want to do a check mark. So could he generate, let's say 200 million would do a check mark. So if he did $10 per, could he make $2 billion a year and make his money back in 30, 40 years? Maybe. I'm sure he's going to figure other things out, too. I already told you what I think is going to happen to Twitter. It'll become a media outlet more than anything else. That's what it has become, right? Elon Musk is driving people to it. Has anybody even talked about advertisers? I wonder what the advertising is happening on Twitter right now. Remember, it was the whole deal. Everybody's leaving Twitter, man. The advertisers are leaving. Are you kidding? Now,
Twitter is the best game in town. It's take all the media combined, and Twitter is probably outperforming them, including Facebook. They don't have anything to write about. Musk is the guy to write about. Musk comes and does a thing on his own Twitter. Listen, we found out that all the controversy, all these so-called conspiracy theories are right. He does a 10-second, a 15-second little Vine video, and it generates more media than all the other media outlets combined. Don't let him go on Rogan. So this new boss, he's the worst thing that could happen to the industry, to what's going on with media in general. They're all in triage. They're losing money, laying people off. CNN's still laying off. Most of these guys are giving people their walking papers. But that's not the worst thing that Musk bought Twitter. I'm telling you, that's not it. It seems like it. You would think, well, Kevin, he's already raised a lot of ruckus over there. He's going to get people asking for Facebook stuff as well, and then Google stuff as well. And there'll be congressional hearings on it. Yep, and that'll be the start. And I hope he takes all those billions of dollars he has left, and I hope he starts investigations, private investigations. And come on, folks, this isn't that difficult to do. Buy a bunch of legal teams, own the lawyers in a city. Start lawsuits in cities that favor conservatives. Start these lawsuits. Don't allow venue changes. And start spying on these leftists. You think, look, we think we have a good idea of the dirt that leftists do. You know the old saying about dirt. If I can see the dirt that you've done, imagine the dirt that you can't see. You ever been in a house and it was kind of clean. Maybe, yeah, it was glossed over clean. Don't clean it thoroughly. Don't start moving furniture. Okay? Anyway, let me tell you what the biggest issue is for these lefties with Elon Musk. The biggest issue is that Elon Musk put a more professional image on what Trump was doing. He took Trump's modus operandi, which is, I finish stuff, I build, and he's in the process of finishing it with Twitter, and he's doing it professionally. He's not coming off kooky, and they can't figure out how to attack him. It's going to be a major problem in the new year.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm about to blow some people's minds in this final segment of the show today. And I want to just let you know something. This is the science. It's irrefutable, but hey, you figure it out for yourselves. We don't live forever. The leftists want us to believe that we do. And for those who do understand life and ultimately death, the leftists that believe this think they can improve the plight of the world with their idiotic ideas. In other words, they can make your life so much better for you if you'd only listen to them and give them your money. So, for example, the left's obsession with global climate change, they tell you it's for the greater good. See, where you are right now, I don't care how clean the air is, how clear your water is, and how beautifully the streams run, and whatever the temperature may be. And I'm here in Arizona, so it's pretty nice right now. I just had a cleansing rain. So everybody's all happy and giddy because, you know, in the desert you love your water. There's a leftist out there going, no, Kevin, I can make it better for you. See, I chose to move here from Missouri, where we get all four seasons. But you know what I got sick of? I got sick of shoveling my way out of my little driveway area and stuff. And I said, I'm going to go where the air may be a little more dusty, but I'm going to go where I can get out of my... I don't want that winter anymore. As we say in Arizona, you don't shovel sunshine. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So, I'm going to play along on this global climate change thing just for this particular part of the show. So, if you do preserve Earth for a few more years, please explain why you allow so many people to die by violent crime. You get what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to make Earth my utopia, say, Kevin, I'm going to extend your years, bro. Give me that money. I will put you into this mainstream, brother. I'm going to make you, life is going to be so much better for you, except just try to avoid going to our urban indoctrination centers. And oh, by the way, try to avoid going anywhere people look like you. Okay? Don't do that. Simultaneously, I say to leftists, please explain the drop in the average lifespan that has occurred on your watch in light of the science invoked around COVID. See, I'd like to know that. Because what they supposedly did with the masking and the lockdowns and stuff made us all more protected. And why in the heck am I reading stories that say we are less likely to live longer now than we were before? There's been a lot of help these people have given us. And I'm just asking the simple questions for my listeners. Please, leftists, explain to me how your policies are really helping. Because every time I turn around, we seem to be losing in your battles. In short, folks, the left cares much about your life as they do about what's happening in the next galaxy over. And I'd put a gun to their heads and guarantee you 99% of them don't even know what the next galaxy over is. Still, we indulge their sick, money-grabbing fantasies as if they have merit. The fact of life is this. We don't live forever. There is a cycle of life, and that is science. No argument there, not even from those morons. Now, let me tell you what does disrupt. When your mom dies, when your daughter dies before her mother or father or parents, you know what I'm saying? Like my mom, that jacks with the cycle. I've seen that cycle happen. Parents expect their kids to die after the parents are gone. That is a cycle. Now, the reason why we get upset in life when that happens is because we know that's out of sync. That's not really scientific, because technically older things should die before younger things. As we say in the computer industry, first in, first out, FIFO. Let me go back to the moronic left. And I know some people don't like the name calling, but I have to explain to them that I'm using a clinical term for leftism when I refer to them as morons. I could call them worse. So, what I'm getting at here is this, folks. Leftists want to tell you that they can improve your life that they can extend your life, that they, all the things that they do are for the betterment of your life. And life, as we know it, the end game is we're all going. You're all dying. I don't know. I've heard the number is $13 billion people have walked the planet and or are still on it since the beginning of mankind. Let's just call it 20 billion. Here's what I know. Everyone that is currently listening to my voice and everyone that you know from, what is it, 6 degrees of separation, we'll all die. There's not a leftist on the planet that's going to stop it. And by the way, I don't mean to be a bit of a deal, you know, a spoiler here, but the closer you are to leftists, the sooner you can expect to be part of that equation. Kevin Jackson, again, is who you're listening to, folks. And I'm just trying to make the bigger point about all these fixes. I love people that want to interfere in your life and they want to fix something. It happens in my business all the time. Hey, Kev, you ought to do this. And I go, well, it's really interesting to me that you want to have me do something and you don't want to finance it. I have a friend, he says to me, Kevin, you're uniquely qualified to do blankety blank in the black community. And I say, I agree with you. And he says, well, let's put a plan together and make that happen. Tell me what you need, and I will put the funding together. There we go. See, that's the way you approach a brother. You say, here's something I'd like you to work on. I'm willing to fund it. Okay. My team, we jump in. Let's go. Let's get that plan written. So that's what we're doing. But people will come in and get into your business. Oh, Kevin, I think you ought to do so-and-so. It's a great dog. You ought to take him for a walk more often. I tell you what, why don't you come take him for a walk more often? I don't disagree with you. But don't be telling me my business. I'm so frustrated with these lefties for always wanting to bother us about something. We don't live forever, folks. Men are men, and women are women. No matter how the left pseudo-intellectualized gender, these are the facts. I'm just giving you some things to think about in terms of how the left comes into your life. They creep into your life with these insane topics, and we entertain it. Global climate change is going to save us, right? AOC said, what, we had 12 years to live. She's not acting like somebody's got 12 years to live. Al Gore predicted we'd all be dead. By the year 2020, whatever, you're going to be dead because the global climate, there's going to be no polar ice caps and all the polar bears will be dead. And then when it didn't happen, you know what he said? Yeah, well, it's because we may have some of the changes occur. That's just a lie. Just stop lying to us. Because let me explain something to you folks. The only person, the only being that knows your time of death is your Heavenly Father. And I'm just pivoting and using that as a final example here. But talking about life, life begins at conception. And now real science reported that there is a spark at the moment of conception. I don't know if you guys saw this story. But regardless, I've said this many times, a simple answer or a simple argument for a leftist is just say, who living or dead has skipped conception? And then follow it up with this. Has anybody managed to avoid dying? Now, I know the jury's still deliberating on it because you could argue with me, well, Kevin, we just crossed to 8 billion people. We don't know yet. I'm going to make you a bet. I won't be here to prove it. Everybody on the planet today is going to die, and no leftist can prevent it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.